Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger and Maz from FanFest, Canal Street, Boston Sports Grill, at our Star Market broadcast booth. Taking up until 7 o'clock, Dunkin' Donuts pregame with Beers and Surratt. Speaking of Beers, he'll do a spot with us right now. Join us from the TD Garden in his broadcast booth on the ninth floor of the Garden. It's Bob Beers. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing great, guys. You guys all set?
Yes, we're all set. Nervous as pigs. Puking our guts out here. Or wanting to puke our guts out. Bobby, let's start with the activation of Matt Grizzlick. I said when I first heard the news, I don't get it. I didn't love it because I felt they were, well, the Bruins have been so, and Cassie has been so insistent on left, right, left, right, left, right. And it feels to me like Grizzlick Moore, two left shots on that bottom pair, feels like that's going against the grain from everything that they've done so far this postseason. Then Eddie Olczyk came on and said, I wouldn't be surprised if that's mostly Carlo McAvoy double shifting on that third pair and Moore and Grizzlick splitting those third pair left side minutes. So I don't know what to think, but your thoughts on them activating Grizzlick here into this lineup and what it means?
Well, Grizzlick has played, first of all, he's played right side more so than anybody else in that lineup as a left shot defenseman. He's played that right side, so he's actually fairly comfortable over there on that side. I wouldn't doubt what Eddie told you that they might have a lot of Carlo and a lot of McAvoy as well, and maybe mix and match. But you also see different situations in the game as well, Mike, when if it's an offensive zone faceoff, you might see a Grizzlick and a McAvoy out there. If it's a defensive zone faceoff, maybe you've got a little different combination. So they do a lot of that, especially after icing calls when you have the advantage. You'll see Bergeron's line or Krejci's line or one of the offensive units hop out on the ice, and they'll go with two offensive defensemen out at the point. Maybe it's McAvoy and Krug. So you just see different combinations. So it's not always set in stone which combinations are going out there. So I do think that you'll see a revolving door a little bit. But Grizzlick is comfortable on the right side. Now, him coming back, I'm comfortable with it as long as he is not still, at all in la-la land, right? I mean, you've got to be back and be ready to go and have kind of sound a little sillier, but you want to have your head screwed on straight. I mean, you've got to be ready to go. They're going to try to run the Bruins through the glass. That's been their game plan since game one. Dump the puck in the same way he got hurt. Dump the puck in so that you're facing the glass when you go back there as defenseman, and they're going to try to run you. And it doesn't matter what number you have on your back, but certainly with Matt Grizzlick getting back in there after sitting out as long as he has, they will try to do that to him. And it's up to the Bruins forwards to do a better job up the ice and in the neutral zone to slow them down getting in there. And the Bruins have altered their routes a little bit going back, or they seem to have, and making some different decisions when they've gone back for it. So it's going to be up to him to quickly get up to speed, game speed, and we'll see where he's at, and we'll see where he's at early.
Bob, is Clifton the right guy to take out?
I think they like John Moore on the PK. I think they really like what he's given them over on that left side on the penalty kill. They don't use Torrey Krug a lot on the PK. So it's either Char out there or John Moore out there on that left side. So I think they feel that might be an important part of the game. Moore has done nothing really to pull himself out either. So I was a little surprised. I also think that there's an experience factor there. Not that Clifton would be overwhelmed by it, because he hasn't been overwhelmed by the moment since he's been up here. But John Moore has played a little bit more in the playoffs than maybe a Clifton. Maybe not as much this year, but he has played in the past. So I think it was kind of a coin flip for them, which direction they wanted to go. But I do think the PK had something to do with it.
Okay, Bobby, you've certainly been around the Bruins. You've been around the Blues to some extent, even if it's just media periods or your impressions. I want your thoughts on how, well, the mindset of each team. Does either team to you feel tight or loose or too loose or too something or not enough something? You know, just your general sense of how these teams feel to you right now into this game.
You know, it's been funny throughout the entire playoff, and especially here in the finals. You know, the Bruins win the first game. Oh, they're going to run right over. You know, everybody kind of feels that way. And then the next game, St. Louis wins. Oh, St. Louis got to their game. They're ready to go. And you kind of go on and on. And then when St. Louis won two games in a row, going back to St. Louis for game six, everybody's saying, oh, the Bruins are done. You know, they're going to, St. Louis is going to win this thing, fairy tale ending, everything else. But the players put themselves in a bubble. I mean, they better. Because if they start listening to all the sways of emotion and the roller coaster of emotion that comes through the playoffs, they're going to drive themselves nuts. It's just win the next game. That's the whole mentality. That's the whole attitude. And it's. I know it's a cliche, but that's the way they approach these things. And you have to, because the wave of emotions is just so much. And I don't find either team to be overly loose or tight. I think they're both ready to go. I think St. Louis has a very simplistic game plan, and that's dump the puck in and run the Bruins. You know, I mean, there's a lot more to it, but, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create, you know, a lot of uncomfortable situations for Boston. That's what's made them successful here through the first three rounds. They're going to continue to try to do it today. Boston hasn't gone away, though. In fact, they've taken a lot of hits to make plays. I look at McAvoy and I look at Carlo, their ability to go back. They have not been intimidated by the constant physical presence and pressure of the St. Louis Blues. And, you know, the Bruins' game plan hasn't changed a lot either. And they go back to that, you know, the... Hey, make sure we play good, solid defense. We're going to get the goaltending. We expect to get the goaltending. Good, solid defense, you know, and make teams be hard to play against for teams. And they've certainly done that, especially when they've been successful here in this playoff.
Bobby, oh, I'm sorry, Maz, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, Bob, if you're the Bruins, do you go into this game expecting it to be officiated a certain way?
I don't think you can. No, I don't think you can anticipate that. Because every game you've got different referees, you've got different, you know, mindsets. You've got people that, you know, are complaining to the league supervisor, who the guy that's in charge of this series. And it's going to be the same two referees that refereed in game six, and that's Rooney and Dwyer. So if that's any indication, then you do have a little idea of how it might be officiated if they kind of go the same way that they did in game six.
So what do you expect?
Every game's a little bit different.
What do you expect, Bobby?
I expect the same as in game six. I'd be surprised if it's different. I think that they're going to let them play. I think that they're going to warn them a little bit early. Look, after the whistle stuff, that's the stuff that can't happen. You know, if you play pretty close to within the rules between the whistles, we're going to allow that to go. I mean, a hit from behind, like Shen had on Nordstrom, you have to call that. You know, the pucks over the glass, obviously you got to call those. So, you know, you got to call Marchand on the trip, you know, in the offensive zone on Petrangelo. You know, those are ones that have to be called. But the ones that are close, I expect them to let them play a little bit.
So, Bob, do you think that's why they took out Bortuzzo on St. Louis's side because of what he did at the end of the last game?
No, I don't. I think Edmondson's a better player. I just don't think he was kind of – he had a couple of rough games there, and they dwindled his ice time. It's Bortuzzo that's on the outside looking in if everybody's healthy. Not always. You know, they might toggle those guys back and forth and put them in and out. But I think Edmondson's a little bit better of a player. And at that point in the game, it really didn't matter, right? You're just trying to kind of – who else did it with Clifton? I think it was Blay maybe in that offensive zone where they both took penalties there, dropped the gloves actually quickly, but the linesman got in there. But Bortuzzo, yeah, it was, you know, kind of stupid time there for him. And, you know, I don't know if that had any bearing on it or not. But I just think that Edmondson's probably a little bit better of a player.
All right, Bob, who do you like tonight and why?
I like the Bruins because I have confidence in them, Mike. I've seen them battle all year long. I've seen them, you know, when they need to come up, when they need to rise to the occasion, they've been able to do it all season, it seems like. And they battled through, and we're talking about the two teams who have both battled through a lot of adversity this year. I think the Bruins are deeper at skill. Deeper skill-wise, let's put it that way. I think St. Louis has four lines, but I think the Bruins are deeper skill-wise. And they've got the will. Barbashev getting back in, by the way, I don't think we mentioned that yet.
Yeah.
That'll be a big factor for them. He's a very physical player. Of course, he stepped over the line on that hit on Johansson, but he's a physical player. He can add that physical presence to their lineup, and he makes that fourth line a lot better. We call it the fourth line, but they play just like the Bruins. They play a lot. The Bruins' fourth line, they play a lot more than maybe a fourth line normally would.
Who's waving the flag, you know?
I have no idea. And we were just asking that question in here. I have no idea. They kind of keep that tight lip right now.
We thought it might have been you, Bub.
Me? I don't think I'm going to get anybody fired up for this one, Tone. Hey, they have Bobby Orr in here for Game 5, so I don't they might not ask him back.
Bobby Orr, Bob Beers. I mean, what's happening? Yeah, what's the difference, really, right?
What's the difference?
Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.
Okay, man. Look forward to the call. Bob Beers and Surratt will join you starting at 7 for the pregame, and then they have the call shortly after 8 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. As promised, we can continue with your phones. There's a couple open lines if you want to grab them at 617-779-0985. It's kind of loud here, so speak up. Mike in the car. What do you got, Mike?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Just wondering your take on Stanley Cup win and the legacy or the reflection it takes on Bruce Cassidy. Hang up and listen.
Okay, so, I mean, any coach that wins the cup is...
immortalized.
Yeah,
like sure. Like any player that plays a significant role in it.
Yeah, unless you're Barry Trotz and you just, like, lose your gig the next year.
they wouldn't pay him. His contract was up. He wanted a raise.
He did a good job with the Islanders.
They wouldn't give him one, and so he bolted. That was like, I don't think he was really fired. But, I mean, I think Bruce Cass has established himself where he's, when it peters out here, and it will, because it peters out everywhere... he'll have another job, and he'll be a coach in the league for the next 10 years or so.
No question.
Which is great for him. Like, that's... so that's, you know, that's... I think that's the legacy he cares about, frankly. And then if he's a cup... if he wins a cup, you know, when you just win one... who's the coach of the Carolina Hurricanes when they won? Anyone?
No idea.
Anyone?
I forget.
Was it Paul Maurice? Just a guess. I don't know. Who was the...
I thought it was the Providence Bruins coach, Peter...
oh, yes. Peter Laviolette.
Yes.
Correct. It was Laviolette.
Yeah.
Okay, very
exactly
good, Jimmy.
Right.
But so this is sort of my point. When you win one, it's like, who was that guy again? Who won that? How did he? No, who was that? Was that that guy? Oh, no, it was that guy. If you win a couple, well, now we're talking.
Now everything changes, yeah. And I think that's true of just about everybody. I mean, I'm a big believer in the multiple championships, even as players. We've talked about the legacy for Bergeron and Krejci and Chara. The second championship makes all the difference in the world. But to get back to Cassidy, I look at him as being, he's part of that Sweeney overhaul.
Yes, definitely.
So it was out with Claude Julien. Sweeney's the new wave. We're going younger. We're going faster. We're going more skilled. Cassidy's the perfect coach. This all ties together to me. Like, if they're able to win it, the Bruins have reinvented themselves. They've recreated their identity. They brought in a new coach, and they won a cup. Like, that's a big task.
Let's grab John in the car. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So... Game 2, they run Grizzlick. Bruins have to limp in. And the Blues take the game. Game 4, Chara takes one off the chin. He's out. Game 5, the Bruins went with 7 and 12 instead of the traditional 7 and 11 versus 6 and 12. So it seems like when the Blues win, it's because they got the Bruins off their game via injury or coming back from injury. That's why I agree with you. I'm not crazy about the Grizzlick move. I hope that they gave him a few knocks around the boards this morning and really made sure that he could take a hit. But,
well, so look, I mean, he's been – I'm sorry to cut you off. He's been working his way back for 5 days or so, so I'm pretty sure he would be ready to go. I don't think the Blues won because they knocked those players out or took those – I think those hits are a byproduct of the fact that they were playing well and were winning. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
I think people have it sort of backwards. And, look, I mean, Bob Beers is the one who thinks the Blues are going to come out, for lack of a better term, headhunting. Same thing. So, I don't know. I'm not as worried about it as everybody else. I don't know why.
So, I just take it as physicality. I don't take it as headhunting. Again, I look at it as the Blues in games 2 and 4, the pace they were playing at, Mike, physically now, off the charts.
Yeah.
Off the charts. And I think that that's how the Blues have to play to win. So, we talked about this early on. Can you play that way and win it? Can you sustain it? Now, they can't do it every game, but can they do it in Game 7 one more night?
You know what it is, Felger? I think despite your nature of being pessimistic and salty on the show, I think you do believe the best in people and that you believe in fair play and like everything's going to be, you know, up and up.
I do believe
especially
that.
When it comes to sports. I don't. I think the worst of people, and I think that Berube is a borderline crook. So I think that, yeah, they're going to be hit tonight, and it's concerned me. Everything's concerned me about tonight.
We continue with your thoughts and your calls up until 7 o'clock. Join us at 617-779-0985 to you right after this.
It's Felger and Mads. That's a Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market Booth, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150. Win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're at the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light. It's Felger and Mass on the only place for the local call of the game, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, have you ever taken a step back and just realized how much your reputation as a coach has changed in the last 2.5 years, and with the win tonight, what your legacy will be?
No, I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, I've answered questions about, you know, my first coaching gig in the NHL. It was a long time ago. I think those have been asked and answered. People grow as people. I'm no different. As for your legacy, I think that's judged down the road. I talk to players about that a lot, you know, about this year. When you start the playoffs, you know, what certain players over the years about how they're labeled. We use that word around here, but I think it's for much later. And so I haven't thought about mine personally. I just want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want.
All right, Felger and Mass from Canal Street, taking you up until the pregame at 7 o'clock. Game 7, Stanley Cup Final, here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. To your phones, as promised, Jimmy and Quincy. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, guys? First-time caller. I was listening to you guys a long time about the Chicago Blackhawks, how speed wins, speed wins, speed wins, and obviously we're a bigger team, and we lost that Stanley Cup. Now the St. Louis Blues are bigger, but we got the speed. But you guys got, it sounds like you have faith in St. Louis Blues and not the Bruins. But what's changed?
Okay, so I don't necessarily have the Blues. I just fear them. I respect them. I think they can win this game. I'll stick with the Bruins if you want a prediction, but I think the Blues can easily win it. Should, you know, have every right to win this game. But speed would be one of the reasons the Bruins don't. I mean, if the Bruins' speed advantage, caller, Jimmy, was so massive, why are we here in the first place? Why don't they win this thing in 5 or 6 games?
Well, look, again, I just think, you know, I am a believer in the postseason being a little different. It is more physical. And, you know, when you get to the end, if the Bruins had played this team early on, I might have said, no-brainer. No problem. Bruins will beat the Blues. But when you get to the final round and there's the physical aspect and guys have been beaten down and worn down and you have injuries and ailments, my opinion changes. I'm not picking the Blues tonight. I'm not picking. I'm just telling you, I thought this thing
they were worthy opponents.
But this is what I don't get. A caller like that, like, well, how could you say the Blues, you know? Have you been watching for the last 2 weeks?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's one thing to feel that way going into game one, game two.
Sure.
We haven't seen the team. We haven't seen the matchup. You feel strongly one way or the other. Okay, that's just a prediction. Fine. But now we've been here for 2 full weeks. We've seen 6 full games plus some overtime. And you're still looking at them going, heh, they're nothing. I mean, that I don't get. You have 2 weeks of evidence in your face.
Yeah, well, it's delusion. Again, this is the euphoria coming off of game six. Where all of a sudden you think now it's in your back pocket and we're good. And the reality is this thing's been a dead heat. It's been a complete fight from the beginning. Some games have been rock fights that they've won. Other games have been a little more open that you've won. And now I do think, though, that whichever team can dictate the style of play, Like, I know that's a very loose, broad thing, but I think that that is huge.
Okay, we've got Kim in Rhode Island on the flag bearer. Yes, Kim.
Hey, Shelda. First of all, you're my favorite.
Thanks, Kim.
Hello.
Yes, Kim. Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Just go ahead. Do you got anything else? Oh, okay. Well, see, as soon as you get someone who's I'm her favorite, she can't hear me. Isn't that just so the way of
Jimmy
the world?
She dropped her back in Dorchester.
She was a plant.
The one fan. Here's Nelson in Rhode Island. Hi, Nelson.
How you doing, guys? First time caller, long time fan. I just got an idea for who should be waving the flag tonight. How about this one? How about Tom Brady on a David Ortiz jersey waving that flag before Popka?
Okay, well, that's been out there, Nelson. Brady, I think, isn't me. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. It was reported to be Tim Thomas, and Ty Anderson says, nope, ain't Tim Thomas.
Zoe says Brady's in Montana, so no. Okay. It ain't Brady.
Brady's in Montana. The L.A. Times, has this been reported about David Ortiz?
They have tweeted, official L.A. Times Sports, blue checkmark, David Ortiz reportedly will deliver video message during Game 7 of Stanley Cup Final between Bruins and the Blues.
I believe that story.
Okay, during, or is that the flag?
It says during. Oh. During the game.
So that's not the flag.
Oh, good point.
So, who the hell knows? Brady's too good for this.
And here I was all day just on Twitter, and I was getting sick of hearing the phone calls in the midday show, too. How about we get Ortiz? The guy just got shot. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. But here he is, apparently going to do a video message.
I do love how people are treating this thing like it's a hamstring pull.
Yeah, no,
Ortiz
fine.
Got shot. He's fine.
Get over here and wave a flag.
Yeah, no, he lost part of his intestine, part of his liver, and his gallbladder, but he's good.
Jake in Rhode Island, hi.
Hi there, fellas. So something I kind of started thinking about today is just how in the last couple of months, you've had Bruce Cassidy and Alex Cora kind of going in opposite directions and just how they're perceived, even though you both those guys kind of came, kind of, they got hired under the same circumstances. They both kind of came in after guys who had just been puds for these previous few years. And it's obviously just having somebody different made so much of a difference for both those teams. But now you've kind of seen the Red Sox kind of start to sag and a lot of questions for Cora. But I just think like the longer that I hear Bruce Cassidy and watch him coach, just the more and more I like him. I think the more just, he is having his own impact on the team beyond just, you know, not being Claude Julien.
Right, exactly. I think Cassidy's established that. I really do. It's been 2 years and change.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm, you know, just not being the other guy has worn off.
Like no question.
That's over. Cora's not quite there yet.
No, definitely not. No, and look, in the case of Cassidy, I think what you've seen here is, and this was noticeable from the day he took over, the Bruins play differently. Julien was very conservative, defensive-oriented, don't jump the zone until the puck's out. And Cassidy's the opposite. We want to be on the move. We want to attack. We want to be aggressive. The D got involved from day one with Cassidy. And so, I think Cassidy's been a breath of fresh air, and that I haven't even gotten into the way he communicates.
Okay, here's the update. We're back with more from the Boston Sports Grill.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's Felger and Mass from the Star Market booth at the Boston Sports Grill. The Stanley Cup Finals. The only place for the local call of the game. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Park with it. Scores! Brad Park wins the game! Brad Park, a rebound! And the Bruins win 3-2!
It is New Jersey. In alone for Beek. They go in front. Save in the score. By Joe Cuno. Two on one on Don Sweeney. And a save by Moog. Another save.
Game seven is a game seven. You go in there and you give it your best shot.
Horton, little room, his draw, score! Nathan Horton wins game seven in overtime. And the Bruins beat the Canadiens.
Embrace it. It's exciting. That's what you play for. Playoff hockey, game seven.
Barrett's up the middle of Krejci. Krejci to the left wing circle. Krejci looking for Horton. Tip, score! Nathan Horton in front. And the Bruins have the lead.
Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7. Not much more needs to be said.
Back comes Daniel Sedin. Backhander on a save. Thomas. Score! Bergeron gets it shorthanded. Get the duck boats ready. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions.
I think it's important for us to bring the good Bruins team to the table for Game 7.
Reuniting Sagan with this line here.
And Bergeron a one-timer. Save Lever. Rebound loose at the top of the crease. Richard score! Bergeron! In game seven! And the Bruins win the series!
Take that, Reimer, you bum.
This is a game that players dream about being in this situation. Game seven.
Here's DeBrusk going wide, drops his shoulder, shoots, he scores! Jake DeBrusk, barrel over the line, into the right circle, dropped the shoulder, got a step, and then whistled a wrister by Freddie Anderson.
To have more will than the guy across, and it pretty much is the message we give them.
Right circle, Johansson fires, he scores! Marcus Johansson!
Game seven, I do believe if you're going to have home ice advantage, that is the game you want. I just want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want.
Okay, so again, we are coming to you from Canal Street here at the Boston Sports Grill, Star Market Broadcast Studio here in anticipation of Game 7. Jim Murray's alongside. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take you right up until a little before the top of the hour, and then before we turn it over to Adam Jones, who'll take you into Bruins pregame. We're going to play a montage of this 2018-19 Bruins season that was put together by our midday show. I'm presuming producer Jim Louth. And that'll take you right up until, again, Jones will take you into pregame and then right into Game 7. Nothing like it. Again, first Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final in the history of the Bruins. At home, I mean.
Right? It's kind of crazy that it's the first Game 7 in this building. You know, the last one was in 84, so that's the old dump. And this place got put up, what, 95? So you haven't even had a Game 7 even with the Celtics here, too? It's kind of crazy.
I mean, that one stat still blows me away. Because again, this is one of the really, you know, I don't need to tell you this, Murray. We are one of the richest cities in terms of sports tradition here. Our franchise has been there a long time. They go back decades, if not centuries. And the first Game 7 ever in this building, as Murray said, any sport. And the first Stanley Cup Game 7 for the Bruins ever at home. Really an astonishing thing. So we'll take your calls here for the next little bit. We'll go to Justin, who's in Fall River on Zdeno Chara. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, just wondering if you guys have noticed a surge in performance from Chara post that injury. Seems like he's coming out with a vengeance, keeping the cleaning the crease, putting the puck on net, and following through with the hit.
So,
I'm digging it.
So, Justin, just to see if we're on the same page, do you think Chara was equally good in games 5 and 6?
Five and six, I think he was better than in the previous games.
Okay, I see. In game five, I thought he was average.
Yeah, I think that there was something missing from his game, and maybe that was because of the trauma from the injury. Maybe he was on pain medication. I don't know, but he didn't really have that much of an impact in game five. The last game? No, that might have been the best game for Zdeno Chara in the series.
Yeah, Murray, it might have been the best game of the postseason. Like, I was thinking about this in game seven. It was, you know,
in terms of a physical presence, yeah.
All of it. Oh, yeah. Really, I thought Chara was really, really good in game six. Like, the best we've seen him. And again, maybe these are veteran guys now who understand that it's really time to play and dig in. And you hope that carries over into tonight. Maureen is in Boston. Go ahead, Maureen.
Hey, Maz. How are you?
I'm well.
I've been trying to call for hours about this left D man, you know, with Grizzly coming back into the game. And watching the series, it seems to me as if Binnington has a vulnerability on his catcher side. So an off-swing defenseman would probably, if there are two of them especially that can, you know, go back and forth like Moore and Grizzlick, it might be, I'm no Eddie Olczyk. But that's my opinion about the advantage to having Grizzlick come back. And I really think the red shirt was a gamesmanship on the Bruins' part through just like, you know, the Chiefs, you know, seeking scouts for this building.
I got you, Maureen. I'm going to let you go. And for those who don't know, Murray, do we have anything definitive on Grizzlick? He's expected to play, but he's not. It's not absolute
yet. Yeah, and he's officially listed as a game-time decision.
Okay. So, but everyone is presuming that Matt Grizzlick will be back in the lineup replacing Connor Clifton, which means that Grizzlick could be playing on the offside in theory and that John Moore would remain on the left side of the third pair. Nonetheless, we had Eddie Olczyk on earlier in the day, and that's what you heard the caller make reference to. Eddie Olczyk of the NHL Network. Bob Beers came on a little bit later but and sort of reaffirmed or validated what Eddie Olczyk said, and that is that it wouldn't surprise him, it would not surprise Olczyk, if Grizzlick gets some time, but that Charlie McAvoy and Brandon Carlo both get additional time and double shift and get a lot of minutes tonight playing the right side opposite John Moore. Bob Beers also said that he thinks John Moore remained active over Connor Clifton because, A, Moore's been good. He's been stable. But they also like him on the penalty kill, which gives him a second left shot D there on the penalty kill along with Chara. So those are just some things to consider. Nick's in Leominster. Nick, go ahead.
How's it going, guys? I just wanted to say that the Blues, every game they've taken in this series, they've had to play a perfect game for it to even be close. And the Bruins, when they play on top of their game, it hasn't been really close at all, and they've blown them out by 5 and 3 goals. And I just wanted to know what you guys think about if the Bruins play on the top of their game tonight, if it'll even be close.
So, Nick, honestly, I don't put a lot of stock in the final scores because I think the games open up at the end sometimes. Murray, do you put any stock in the final scores?
No, and I don't think that the 5-1, especially in Game 6, was indicative of how that game actually played out. It was 1-0 going into the third. That, to me, was a 2-1, I'll give you a 3-1 game. And Tuukka Rask played out of his mind. It was great. The game three, the 7-goal game, the Blues kind of quit in that game. So, no, I think that they've all been kind of close. I don't think that those higher-scoring games with the Bruins are quote-unquote blowouts. I don't look at them that way.
Bruce Cassidy said this coming in, and that is that he expected this series to be all low-scoring games and a lot of tight, low-scoring games, and I think that that's what you've gotten. Now, the one thing I will say in the Bruins' favor is that in those games where the Blues won and the Blues played well, despite getting knocked around the way they did, Murray, the Bruins still had a chance.
Well, that was the thing, too. Even, what was it, game four, where they scored the shorthanded goal in a game that I think that was the one that I think the Blues completely dominated, and the Bruins still tied it on a shorthanded goal, 2-2, and they still had a chance. So I get what the caller's getting at, and I'm with that, too. Silver lining, even in the games the Bruins have lost, they've been in it.
Yeah, no, they've absolutely been in it. They had a chance to win every one of those games. David is in Natick on the potential flag bearer for tonight's game. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
This city is palpable and pumped, ready for tonight, unlike anything I've seen in a long, long time. I think Renee Rancourt's got to sing one of the anthems, and it's got to be either Ray Bourque or Jack Edwards coming out to swing the flag. I can't think of anybody better.
Yeah, I don't think, I think you can do better than both of those, frankly. But there's only going to be one anthem. There are two American teams, so you're not getting O-Canada there in the building tonight. Murray, we don't have any more on the flag bearer?
No, not that I've seen. I think that's completely up in the air. And look, we all know the great job that Renee Rancourt did, but the man is retired. And give credit to Todd Angeli, who's taken over, the big man who also slings drinks on level 5. He's the one that should be singing it. He's been doing it all year. So that's who it should still be.
So, again, we'll continue to take your calls here, and we'll go up for the next little bit. And then we're going to play a montage that was put together by the Midday Show to take you into Adam Jones. We'll then take you into Bruins pregame. But before we get back to your calls, I do want to follow up on Bruce Cassidy, because we had a caller at the end of the prior segment bring up Cassidy. And to me, one of the things I really like about Cassidy, and again, he's sort of validated himself as an NHL coach here, no matter what happens tonight. And I think that regardless of whether the Bruins win or lose this game, when it comes to an end in Boston, Bruce Cassidy's going to get another job. But I'll tell you one of the things that I love, Murray, about the way he's run the team, beyond sort of the strategic part of it, which is, you know, the more up-tempo, aggressive skating, scoring, skill style than the packing in and play D and hit Bruins of for decades is that I love the way Cassidy communicates and the way he communicates with his team. He says things that a lot of people would perceive as dramatic. Criticisms, right? Things like that. But he says them in a way that is not dramatic. So, yeah, you know, we'd love to have the save there from Tuukka. He didn't give it to us, you know, so that's just the way it goes. Which is criticism of the goalie, but he does it in a way that is not necessarily biting or throwing his player to the bus. And I suspect that he says the same things right to his players' faces, which is why he can say it publicly. Like, I think those things go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's blunt honesty. I think it's one of his best attributes. And I think that we always kind of get a little taken back by it because of how all the other coaches are with the other respective sports in the city. You know what I mean? Like, Brad Stevens is Brad Stevens, and he comes off as, like, you know, the kind Midwestern guy. Yeah, right? So you don't really feel like you get much from him. Belichick, you know you get nothing from him. Alex Cora, kind of the same thing. He'll give you little tidbits here and there. It's just that Cassidy, like, hits you over the head with it, but it shouldn't be that way. I wish everyone could be like that in terms of the coaches throughout professional sports. It's just, it's a blunt honesty, and I'm with you on that. I think what we get is what they get,
yeah,
and that's why it works.
No question. He treats them like adults. This is what he does.
The other thing, too, the guy ain't afraid to roll the dice. Like, on the surface of it, when he made the Coleman change in Game 6, I didn't really like it. A guy that hadn't played since April. Now, what the hell do I know? I got a microphone in front of my face. I watched that game while eating, you know, food in my sweatpants. That's why he's the coach. I thought Backes would have been the better go in there after getting a game of rest because he's usually had a little pop in his step after some rest. And I still think that they need to, you know, throw the body around a little bit. But I was wrong, and Coleman was the right guy.
So Jimmy Stewart, our producer, back in Dorchester. Jimmy, do we have time for one more call or no?
Nope. Please toss to the montage.
Okay, Jimmy says no more time for phone calls. So here's what we're going to do again. Given the circumstance, the magnitude of the game, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to relive this 2018-2019 Bruins season, which is going to come to an end tonight no matter what. Hopefully, with another championship here in the city of Boston, I feel almost selfish saying that. But again, 18 finals in 18 years, you have the chance for a 13th championship here tonight. Then Adam Jones will take it right into Bruins pregame. And, of course, the only local broadcast of Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. So, again, enjoy the game. And we send you off tonight with this recap produced by the Midday Show of the 2018-19 Bruins season.
Bruins fire it left to the net. And that'll close out the 82-game regular season. And they now turn their attention to an opening round matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Does it feel like it's the playoffs yet? Is it until you hit the ice tonight?
Yeah, you feel it. Obviously, we had
sun shining, first day of the Masters, playoff hockey.
Centers, Bergeron shoots, he scores!
Set in, and then he has run into the round corner board, and Chara is all over Kadri after a Bruin is knocked down.
See if that's called.
Yeah, I think that's up to the league to decide, to be honest. I got no comment on that.
Krejci to Coyle! To put on your jacket. Fires to Flick and they score! The kid from Weyman ends it in overtime.
Even imagine what it's going to be like in Game 3, the atmosphere in that building.
I can tell you, I know it's going to be a hell of a lot louder than it was here in Boston.
Out in front, fired, they score, they've got it checked. They've got it checked.
4-1 tonight. Time it. 10:06, Zoe says 4-1 tonight.
Your final, Bruins 4 and the Blue Jackets 1. Far circle, centers, they score! David Pastrnak!
I think it's funny how you say we had a great game tonight, but other games we had more opportunities than we did tonight. They just happened to go in tonight, so.
Marsh is a bit crispy tonight. So.
Up the right side, Josh Anderson takes a huge hit, and he is down, and there is a penalty coming.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Charlie McAvoy for one playoff game.
They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Grizzly shot, and they score! They score! Right in, he scores! David Backes scores! In front for Heinen, he scores! The Boston Bruins are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for the third time this decade.
Yeah, one more, baby, one more!
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the TD Garden here in Boston.
Came in and just
far circle at center. Corrali shoots, he scores!
Gunnarsson. He scores! Boom, boom, Gunnarsson!
Grizzlick is down on his knees.
He reached right for his head.
Chara is down, lost his gloves in the far circle.
It ramped up. It ramped up and hit him in the face.
We're the least penalized team in the league in the first three rounds, and now all of a sudden we've taken 14 penalties in the one series, so I don't know.
Number 33, Zdeno Chara!
Center's block, they score! Nolan Chara, he got slow-footed, couldn't get back into the play. The Blues generate the chance and squirt one through Rask. It's 2-0 St. Louis.
You know, so I guess to answer your original question, it was a great...
There's a lot of different ways that we've won series, we've won hockey games, and it's just another test for us.
Right of the net, fired, they score! Carlo Rister, Binnington, they score! Nolan Rister, he scores! Pasternak shoots, he scores! The horn sounds, and the Boston Bruins have forced a Game 7 to decide the Stanley Cup.
You know,
Cup.
We just want to try to focus and do what we've done all year, which is prepare and try to play the same game.
I just
game.
Want my name in the damn cup. That's what I want. And then you can talk about it however you want later on.
Can you smell that? Can you smell it? It's a Game 7.
Felger and Mass, the Boston Sports Grill from the Star Market booth, sponsored by Bud Light on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.